This is KWMR 95.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 in the San Geronimo Valley. I'm Bill Steele, your announcer for this half hour. Coming up, Epicenter with Herb Cutchins, Politics 101. But first, let me tell you about a couple of our great underwriters here. KWMR is supported by the Sustainable Sports Foundation, presenting the Marin County Half Marathon, the 10K and the 5K on Sunday, April 24th. All net proceeds from the marathon provide children from low-income families the chance to learn how to swim. Information and registration online at marinmarathon.com. And to celebrate life, KWMR is supported by To Celebrate Life Breast Cancer Foundation, raising funds to help underserved women and men living with breast cancer. Through its Bay Area Breast Cancer Grants Program, the foundation supports nonprofits that provide direct and emergency services and believes that no one should face breast cancer alone. Information about how to get involved is available at tocelebratelife.org. tocelebratelife.org. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. And Epicenter airs Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community affairs for our local watersheds. I'm your announcer, Bill Steele, here with Herb Cutchins. And today, our guest, Al Dugan. He was on that last show, Herb. He was on that last show already. Do we have you there, Al?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you. So you've gotten double exposure. Let me introduce you all over again. I'm talking today. This is Herb Cutchins, and I'm talking with Al Dugan, who is a candidate for the District 4 seat being vacated by Steve Kinsey. He's from Novato, and we will be talking with him in one moment. And I just want to let everyone know that all of the candidates will appear here in West Marin on, I believe, on May 4th. And it'll give a chance for all of us to have exposure to all eight of them. And it's a tough field, and we want to find out more about them, which is why we have Al Dugan on the air. You're probably not very well known here in West Marin. And so we'd like to know more about you. Tell us about yourself and why you're running and why you think you can win. Three questions.
Sure. Well, let me start with myself. So I just recently retired, and I was an underwriter for Lloyd's of London. And I ran the operations of both underwriting and broking for a large managing general underwriter for Lloyd's. And I also completed the most complex of the accounts. And I did large multi-billion dollar cargo accounts that were very complex, multi-layered for companies like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Hewlett-Packard. So I have a very strong financial background, and I have a 24-year history as an executive with very strong leadership and management skills. So why
aren't you enjoying retirement?
Well, that's why am I running is next.
Right.
I'm running because many people wanted me to run. And I sat back and I waited until the candidates had filed. And I was looking for a candidate that would handle all of the critical issues that I considered that have to be addressed for Marin moving forward. And some of the issues were addressed, but some of the critical ones were not addressed by any of the candidates. So I was drafted a large group of people from around Marin, all around Marin, have asked me to run. And given my strong belief in what I consider critical for Marin moving forward, I have agreed to run.
Well, you make it sound like you were drafted and you moved in reluctantly. So why? Two questions. One, I've read some material about you. There was an article that was, you've been featured in the IJ, and you have been a prolific letter writer in the past. One that you may or may not want to answer, and this is a nonpartisan election, but do you identify yourself as a liberal or a conservative? Where do you fit yourself on this spectrum? You don't have to answer that if you don't want to. But.
No, I think I'm right in the middle. I'm a fiscally responsible person, and I believe that, you know, politics are not really important when you get down to the local level. It's about the issues. We're the most important thing is we're all Marin residents, and we have to deal with the residents, the issues that impact all the residents of Marin.
Well, we may have a disagreement about whether politics are local or not. I happen to be of the strong belief that all politics are local, but we won't go into that. Let me add, what we're interested in here is West Marin issues. This is a West Marin, this station serves West Marin. And let me start with one that is very important, that's just been publicized. Yesterday afternoon, the Board of Supervisors made a decision to enter the lawsuit that has been filed by three environmental groups against the park that many people fear will close down the ranches in the park. Are you aware of this lawsuit, and do you have any comments about it? Are you supportive, or what do you think about this?
Yes, I'm very much aware of the lawsuit. I support the ranchers 100%. The deal they reached in 1962 with the Alliance of the Sierra Club and the environmental groups was instrumental in creating the National Seashore, established by...
Hello.
And the ranches are an important and integral part of Marin County, and the spirit of the agreement must continue for their heirs.
Well,
I think it's incredibly important to also be extraordinarily vigilant about the recent coup that occurred in the California Coastal Commission. So I would support the lawsuit. I think we need to defend the ranchers 100%, and I think that's an integral part of Marin County.
Well, I don't want to get which coup are you referring to in the Coastal Commission, because we will talk about the Coastal Commission in a moment.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mr. Lester having been removed. I think it's incredibly important that we have somebody there that is a strong supporter of defending the coastline, and I think the best that I could tell, he was doing a good job.
We should point out that he was the executive director of the Coastal Commission, and under circumstances that haven't fully been explained, he was removed from that job. But there is, I would like to go back to this lawsuit that is being joined by Marin County. That sounds like something expensive. How do you think we're going to pay for it in Marin?
Well, Marin County has a legal division with a bunch of attorneys. They are on staff. There are multiple attorneys on staff. And certainly the county deals with legal issues all the time. So I'm not sure we even have to hire outside counsel. I think maybe we can handle it fully internally ourselves, but that's something that would have to be looked at and carefully reviewed.
Well, it's been the policy of the county lawyers to hire outside consultants for this kind of for things not usually in their bailiwick. This sounds like it's going to go to someone outside the county, some lawyers outside the county staff to handle. I don't know, but it's
well, even if it goes to a lawyer outside the staff, a tremendous amount of the legal work can be done in-house and working with the outside attorney. So we can save money that way.
Well, let's hope that we do save money. It's an open question, and it is just now breaking. So you've made yourself very clear about your support for the ranches. There is another issue in which you have written some letters about, in which you took some strong action in your bailiwick. I should say you're a resident of Novato, as I understand it. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
And you led a fight to stop some high-density housing in Novato. Can you explain what that was all about?
Right. In 2010, an outside consultant recommended zoning very large areas of Novato with high-density housing, 30 units an acre or more. I very much believe that all of Marin has to be protected for its small-town rural and suburban character, and it was completely out of pace with the city of Novato. A huge group of people rose up against this, and we all worked together to come to a very good conclusion. I worked with a group of people that ended up changing the density for Novato from 30 units an acre down to 20 to 23 units an acre, which is the suburban size, and Novato and all of Marin was being held to urban size with 30 units per acre. So I'm very proud of the work I did on that, and it was very successful.
We have a different housing issue here in West Marin. We need more housing. We've reached a crisis state where there isn't adequate housing for the people who work here, for low and moderate income rental housing, and for housing on the ranches. There are two separate problems. Do you have any comments about either of those? What can we do about assuring more housing for the West Marin workforce? And we'll get to the second, the ranch housing next. But let's talk about those people who are working and now mostly commuting from Sonoma County. Some are coming from Novato, but for the most part, they're coming from Sonoma County. Do you have any comments about that? Do you have any?
Sure. Yes, I do. I very much support the approach that the California Housing and Community Development takes, and that is their belief that when you're doing new development, 20% of that new development should be affordable. And the benefit of that is twofold. One, it integrates all the housing together, and it doesn't segregate very low and low or affordable from the everyday, the normal retail real estate. Secondly, I support Habitat for Humanity. I've been a strong supporter of that for a long time because I believe that's a great program that allows people to afford homes by providing sweat equity. So that's the goal of the California Department of Housing and Community Development, and I support that, and I think that's the best way. I think we can do it with smaller infill projects. I don't think we need to build large projects, and I think we can do that everywhere in Marin.
Well, Bill Steele has a question. Before we get to Bill's question, let me repeat that this is Herb Cutchins, and this is Politics 101. Today we're talking to Al Dugan, who is running for the Board of Supervisors from District 4, from the seat that Steve Kinsey is vacating. Now, Bill has a question.
Well, I just wanted to follow up with you, Al, on the 20% low income. Some people are suggesting that the 20% of low income could not necessarily be in the same units where they have the full pay units, and that it could, the 20% income could be off to the side. And I caught what you said about not separate from the high price spread. So can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure.
I was interested there.
It should be part of the same development. That's the best way to look at it. It's not specifically related to direct proximity. It's part of the same project. So it's always project specific, Bill.
Well, here's the problem that we face. There have been big fights out here to prevent much housing that is market rate housing, because out here that's astronomical. We're talking in the $750,000 to $1 million range. So some people have complained that providing low cost housing or workforce housing is a way of buying in to much more expensive housing. Do you think that? How do you decouple? Don't you think these should be decoupled in some way?
Well, right now, Marin County as a whole has a density requirement of 20 units per acre maximum. That's a suburban density. So you can build a project up to 20 units per acre, and you can make some of those units affordable. You can make up to 20% of those units affordable.
Of course, here in West Marin, the density is much lower. This is not suburban housing. This is largely agricultural housing, and I don't know that any areas are specifically designated as suburban areas. I may be wrong about that, but I don't think they have been.
Well, all of Marin is designated now as a suburban rural. That's all of Marin. Now, let me just say, the real important aspect of housing is that it fits where it's being located, and it fits with what is around locally. That's the critical piece of it. So, you know, from a housing standpoint, if it requires smaller units, smaller square foot housing, I think you just have to look at it and see what fits in the areas you have available for zoning.
Well, it's a tough one out here. The other part of the problem is the need for more housing on the ranches, which are, tell me, Bill, is it A40 or A60?
What?
The limitation on the development in the ranches.
I think it's A40. It's A40. And that's the best case scenario.
So we have the dilemma of having housing on the ranches, but in some cases people want to build units so that the next generation of ranchers can live there, and they're running into a stone wall in terms of doing that. Furthermore, there are on many ranches there is inadequate housing for ranch workers. So comments on those.
Sure.
You're going to be asked to solve some unsolvable problems here.
Well, I tell you what, I have a very strong opinion on this. Out in East Marin, we're very much, and we've been successful here in Novato, we've gotten second units approved. And that's in a small town area where we're allowing second units to be built for younger people, for older people. So, I think there's plenty of room for compromise when you're dealing with a ranch where you're saying there's only one house per 40 acres. So I think that's something that we need to look at. And at the very least, you should have the same thing we have, and that's second units.
What about ranch worker housing? There's a lot of it that's inadequate. Do you think that the county should make funds available to upgrade it and pass regulations to make sure that it meets livable standards?
Oh, absolutely. There's one other glaring example of affordable housing that's been let completely deteriorate, and that is in Mill Valley Village. And it's, we talk about building affordable housing, and then we're letting housing that's already existing go into ill repair. So, it's just as critical to make sure that affordable housing that already exists, which is a cheaper solution, is kept in livable, workable condition, and it's much easier than building new house.
I appreciate your saying it, but how are we going to do it?
Well, I think we have to look at it on a project-by-project basis. Is there a magic solution across the board? No. But I think we have to look at a project at a time. In Mill Valley, that's a no-brainer. They've let that maintenance slip, and it's so long overdue. But, again, Herb, it's a project-by-project basis of what is the best way to make it sustainable and work moving forward for the future.
I have two more questions. The last one, I think you've got a lot to say about, but before we get to the last, which is about financing county government and particularly about the issue of pensions. But before we get to that, why do you think what distinguishes you from the seven other candidates that makes you the candidate that people should vote for?
Sure, Herb. I've got a proven track record of having been a successful executive for the last 24 years, providing proven leadership and management skills. And more importantly, and we'll be talking about in the next subject, is I have strong financial skills and analytical skills. I've had extensive training in my 36 years that I've been professionally working. And lastly, I know that I know more about what is happening with the regional housing than any other candidate. And I have a plan moving forward for Marin to make sure that our regional housing allocations are adequate and correct from the regional agency.
Well, that's a strong you've made a strong claim that you know more than anyone else. How do you back that claim up?
Well, I've done extensive research. I've dealt with Cynthia Kroll of ABAG. I've worked directly with her. I have worked directly with Glenn Campora up at the Housing and Community Development in Sacramento. And I've done an extensive amount of work, and I'd be glad to sit down and talk with anybody. And I have a plan of how to make sure that we have a reasonable housing element. And I would be glad to see if any other candidate has a plan for that.
Where can people find your plan?
My plan has been outlined only in a general sense. but I'm going to be appearing in multiple debates, and I'll be talking in detail about it. But I'll be glad to just give you a summary of it if you want.
We have only a few minutes left, so if you can do it, say, in 2 minutes, that would be asking a lot, but
I can't,
go for it.
So I can give you a high-end summary at 100,000 feet. The issue we've had in the past is there's never been a strong analytical review of individual general plans in Marin versus the allocations we've gotten. And in the future, as a supervisor, I'm going to have each jurisdiction analyze their housing allocation against their general plan, and we're going to go back to the regional agency as Marin County, not as individual jurisdictions, and we're going to address all of Marin at one time.
Well, that's a quickie, and there's a lot to be said about it. Let's talk with only 2 more minutes about the great morass that we're wading into, what you think about the finances and particularly the retirement plans.
Well, if it was only solvable in 2 minutes. Well, just briefly how we got here. And the thing to realize that is that in 2000, year 2000, the unfunded liability had a surplus of $26 million. As of March 2016, the pension has an unfunded liability of $638 million. Now, we got there because the multiple changes in pension enhancements were made between 2001 and 2006, and very often they were made with consent calendar changes, which doesn't even allow discussion on them. So moving forward, we've got to look at the total compensation package, and we've got to make sure it is sustainable for the future. Another issue we have is the budget is set and planned to have a structural deficit starting in 2018-2019, and nobody's even mentioned that. And it will continue to rise over the next 2 years, going to a total of $5 million.
Well,
we have to address that now.
Well, you have certainly scared us. I wish we had another 2 or 3 hours to figure out what to do about this. But thank you for what you've told us so far, and we'll be on the lookout for you, the various debates. As I say, we're going to have one here in Marin County, here in Point Reyes Station on the 4th of May that will be an invitation for all of the candidates, including you, to come out and explain what you have to offer. But
I will be attending, Herb.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. There'll be, I'm sure, more questions. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Bill Steele and to remind listeners that we will be talking with other candidates for various offices, including the 4th District Board of Supervisors. There are several more to go.
And we thank you, Al Dugan, for being with us today on Epicenter Politics 101 with Herb Cutchins. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community affairs and for West Marin. If you have a topic for us, we welcome your ideas. Just email to katie@kwmr.org. Epicenter airs at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday. You can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our website, KWMR, where you can also listen live. This is KWMR, community radio for West Marin, Point Reyes Station.